Welcome to Got Invention Radio with your host, Brian Freed.
Welcome to Got Invention Radio. I'm your host, Brian Freed, and I've been looking forward to another show all week. And here we are. It's Thursday night, and we're live again. And our guest tonight is Ken Post. He's a successful inventor of, there's a few different names for his product, but I'm going to pick this one for the intro, is the Windshield Wonder. Ken, welcome to the show.
Brian, thanks for having me, except that I got to tell you, that's one name you can't use.
Oh, sorry. What's the name that I can use, Ken?
You can use Invisible Glass Reach and Clean Tool.
Okay.
Or Glassmaster, either one of those two.
Okay, and, or Glassmaster. Okay, that's how I put it out in the email to everybody. Okay, so
yeah.
Glassmaster. All right, so Ken, if you don't mind, if you can give us a little history about yourself and who you are and where you're coming from.
Well, sure. First of all, I think the backdrop of where I grew up really had a big impact on affecting the ultimate outcome of my invention. At the very least, it set the tone for my work ethic. I grew up in suburban Detroit, and I feel I was very fortunate because I was exposed to a good mix of working backgrounds. And by that, I mean various kinds of white-collar, blue-collar, working-type backgrounds. And most of the time, everyone fit into one of those two categories. And it was okay if you wanted to work hard for a living and do blue-collar-type work, nothing wrong with that. But you were also taught that, you had a choice, that if you wanted to, you can always try and move up and apply yourself for something more. And so looking back, I have no doubt that being exposed to both of those work concepts really affected, how I went about working on my invention. And so... I was going to say, and so I graduated college, and I had several sales and management positions, and then I ended up working for a large order fulfillment company here in Michigan called DataPack. They were the DBA doing business as for large companies, news companies, entertainment companies like ABC News, CNN, and for consumer product companies like Homedics. And it was at DataPack where I met my business partner for my invention, Rob Laskos, and he was a shipping manager. I was account manager. Eventually, we both left DataPack, but we usually got together, talked about maybe going to some other business. And it was around that time, specifically March 17th, 1998, where I came up with the invention.
Very, very interesting. So tell me, how'd you turn into an inventor?
It was magic.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was like any other inventor, the classic problem solution. And I guess in this case, I have to thank my mom for this. It's one of those everyday things. I was driving to my parents' house, stopping off for some reason, and wasn't probably looking in the best shape. I know my car wasn't. And, good old Italian mother, she's like, listen, you got to clean that car. So she just ran back, came back with $10 and said, look, I don't want you coming back looking this way or that car coming back looking this way. So I took her advice, went to the car wash, and it's fascinating because, as you're going through the car wash, you can sense the car being clean. But in March, especially here in Michigan, as you're going through, I could see the grime, the film, the plasticizers, all the different things that built up on the inside of the windshield. And I just said, if I'm going to do this, I got to clean that also. I got to finish the job. So I went to go do that. And anyone who knows that if you're going to do it thoroughly, there's a potential you're going to get hurt. I mean, if you're going to do it, if you want to just do 60% of the car or the windshield, you can just do it right in front of you. But if you're really going to clean the windshield, it's a job or was a job.
Well, in what way? Leaning over and getting to the middle, or cleaning between the cracks, or under the windshield, under the blade?
Heck, you could have went on the road and sold with me. All those reasons.
Okay.
Exactly. I mean, the thing about the invention, and this came up through marketing as we started developing it, there's really three main problems it solves: access, friction, and pressure. Access is obvious. You can't clean what you can't reach. It's one of our catchphrases. Friction and pressure are a little bit more. A little more interesting in the sense that friction, that's where the rubber hits the road. That's where you actually try and drive stuff up and clean. And pressure is what one of the main aspects of the patent is, the paddle's curved. So a slight amount of pressure, it actually adheres to the surface. So all three things incorporate into a really effective product.
Okay. Well, that sounds very interesting. I mean, here it is, problem-solution inventor. And Ken is going to kind of walk us through the whole process of, and I'm going to pick your brain, Ken.
Yeah.
I want to understand. And we got a chance to meet prior to doing this radio show. We got to meet each other live at the Chicago Houseware show. That was a lot of fun. I want to kind of get the inventors to understand where you were at the time that you came up with this idea. I mean, it's as much as you starting to write a script for a movie on this thing.
Right.
But tell me a little bit about what your challenges were, just even getting off the ground once you identified this problem.
You know, it's funny. Real quick, I'll give you an example. I had two little quick anecdotes as far as my mindset right before going into this invention. You know, when I graduated college, I, like a lot of guys, you know, I had a pipe dream. I was going to be a major league pitcher. You know, the old story, I had some talent, I was left-handed, I was going to do this. But I never really, I let it go, let the opportunity go. And then I was having a beer with my dad one day on the back porch, and I just said in passing, hey, you remember I made the team as a walk-on, I was going to go for it, and I asked your advice on it. And I go, how did you put that? He said, son, I just don't think you have what it takes. And he goes, you know, he goes, I never said that. I go, yeah, you did. I go, that was the reason I didn't go forward with it. He's like, okay, well, let that be a lesson to you. Don't let other people answer for your destiny. So that stuck with me. Like, you have so many opportunities in life. You know what I mean?
Right.
The other thing was that in the early 90s, I had the opportunity to, for a couple of days, I was an extra on the movie Hoffa in the early 90s, and I got the chance to briefly meet and talk with Jack Nicholson, Danny DeVito. And I remember walking away from that. To my everyday life and saying, boy, you know, even though I can't do that for a living, I would at least like to do something to have that kind of satisfaction and creative rush. So, you know, the years go by and you're looking for an opportunity. So when I came up, when my invention came around, needless to say, it was, I was going to go for it and I was going to keep going for it until it stopped me. And so that was my mindset. You know, I had a lot of things early in my life, you know, the work ethic and then some opportunities. So when it came to this, And my work background and some of the skill sets that I had, I was pretty much ready for something like this to go into it.
Okay, so what'd you do first? I mean, you came up with this problem solution,
mm-hmm.
and you started to explore it. You talked about it with your buddy at work.
Yeah,
is now your partner.
Classic thing. Crude prototype. Ripped the antenna out of the housing of a TV. Ironically. The first prototype version was a rectangle head, which, when you said windshield wonder, that's a different product of mine, but it's the same genre of products. My first head was rectangle, and I decided soon after actually it's on my patent as a rectangle, but soon after I decided the triangle was a better shape. But anyway, typical guy, antenna, cut out a piece of cardboard, duct taped the whole thing, ran out to the car, saw that it pivoted. And I said, yeah, this is something. I mean, that's not it, but I said something to this effect. Met with Rob, picked his brain, asked him immediately about markets. You know, the ideas are one thing, but that's you know, as I set this up, I mean, my background was marketing. My experience had to do with marketing. So the first thing I said was, what do you think about this? I mean, what do you think about the markets? And he quickly realized, he's like, well, let's see, how many cars are there in the country? And then, you know, women clean glass in their house. So we quickly said, okay, the markets are there. And now how do we want to go about setting this up? Rob was good at setting up companies. I let him do that. I started working on the design. And from that, and I've heard you say this before many times on your show, networking is involved. Putting the word out, talking to people the best way you can without divulging too much and getting certain aspects in place. Found a guy that can make molds, you know, and you start this process.
Well, we're going to go into all that. Was this your first idea, Ken?
No. the first idea, I could say it now because I'm sure it doesn't matter. I had an idea called Threshold. That was a name I had for it back in the late 80s. I worked out with this a guy that, you know, he was a professional, like, guy that worked out, and I was trying to get into shape, and he was like, I can't maximize my workout unless I have a spotter for this. And so I would help him out, but he said, you know, the only time you really build muscle is at a certain point where you can't move it anymore, and then you have that little extra oomph that gets it up. So I started thinking, wouldn't it be great to have a hydraulic, like a spotter built into the machine, a simple green light, red light type program.
Yep.
Who knows? For inventors out there, there you go.
You gave
it a free one.
No. that's interesting. So I guess, what did you do? Did you go through the process on that first idea and kind of hit a snag, or
send it out to a company? and sent it out into oblivion.
Okay.
I mean, I just didn't know. I mean, I think back even in the, back in the day, there really wasn't a, and hopefully we'll get into this down the road too, is there, for inventors, there really wasn't a lot of resource. It was just you're limited, you know what to do, you're a patent attorney, whatever, and that was it. I mean, so we didn't know what to do. I mean, you know, I was a lot younger. I just sent it out to a company, and there's a whole set of things that, you know, protocols that can happen after that, and we just didn't follow through with those protocols, time, money, and effort. It just didn't work out.
So we're going to get into the whole process of how you developed and all the marketing and retail stores that you brought this Glassmaster Pro with.
I'll tell you what, Brian, going forward, let's call it, it's in 30,000 stores, let's call it the name, it's Invisible Glass Reach and Clean Tool.
Okay.
That's the
one. Invisible Glass Reach and Clean.
Yeah, but here's a good thing. Here's a good thing for inventors at this point. What's good is, if you invent something, it's not necessarily a bad thing. You know, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery. That just goes to show, in the marketplace, you want to compete in the marketplace. So it's actually a good thing.
Okay. Well, sounds good. So just let me understand and let the listeners understand. So this Invisible Glass Reach and Clean Tool, it's in 30,000 stores, and can you give us a little bit more juice on what it's done out there?
Yeah, I mean, it's great because I can simplify this by saying, I mean, it's cherry picking to say, but it's and it lies to do with the patent. You know, you can say things like it's the number one tool in the world in the automotive category. And the reason is because there is no other automotive tool in the category.
All right, good. All right, Ken, we're going to get back with you. We have Ken Post, a successful inventor of the Invisible Glass Reach and Clean Tool. We'll be back with Ken on Got Invention Radio on WSRadio.com, the worldwide leader in Internet talk. Stay tuned for segment two.
Adley Law Group is an international intellectual property, business law, and litigation firm located in Los Angeles with offices in London, Tokyo, and Taipei. They are your one-stop shop for all your legal needs regarding your IP, including registration, marketing, licensing, and litigation. They will help you protect your intellectual property rights anywhere in the world by obtaining patent protection for your inventions and registering your trademark and copyrights. They can help you achieve your marketing goal for your invention, whether your goal is to produce, license, or sell your invention. They can assist you with your business legal needs, including reviewing, drafting, and negotiating contracts, business deals, and licensing agreements anywhere in the world. They are also there to defend your rights when someone uses your IP work without your authorization or when you are involved in litigation regarding any intellectual property or business matter. Visit us online at www.adleylaw.com. That's ADLILAW.com or call us at 213-623-6546.
Do you have an idea or an invention and not sure what to do next? Take the first step and get your copy of the book, You and Your Big Ideas by Brian Fried. From protecting your idea to developing it and bringing your product to market, this handy resource guide is a must-have for every inventor, innovator, and entrepreneur. This book is all about you and your big ideas and bringing them to life. Only $10.95. Order now and also receive your free product evaluation kit with the book. Call now.
High cholesterol is a ticking time bomb. Statistically, you or a family member needs to lower their cholesterol today. Besides diet and exercise, the best answer is Carderol, an all-natural dietary supplement that combines 9 natural ingredients proven to lower cholesterol levels in just 30 days. Carderol is the complete solution. Visit Carderol.net to learn more and start your risk-free 30-day trial. Carderol is guaranteed to lower your cholesterol or your money back. That's Carderol.net, CARDIOL.net, CARDIOL.net.
Could your business use $10,000 to $500,000 in cash flow to grow faster? Do you need money for things like purchasing inventory or advertising your business? If you do, call AmeriMerchant. AmeriMerchant offers a variety of working capital programs for your business. While banks have tightened up their criteria to give money to small businesses, AmeriMerchant is providing working capital to all types of businesses every day. They even have special programs that allow your business to purchase inventory or advertise with no money up front. Grow your business today with up to $500,000 in new cash flow in as little as 7 days only from AmeriMerchant. Call us right now for a free quote. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. Call us 24 hours a day for a free quote. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570.